Okay, so welcome back to our Great British Boy Off. Where now we're gonna be actually going through our brackets.
You left. Sorry, you left, but we didn't. This is hour two of this recording session. And oh man, as Ellen said during our recording break, we are absolutely buzzing.
Absolutely buzzing.
I've had one drink. I'm
To
not
talk
drunk.
about skins.
I need another drink, but I'm too lazy to go upstairs and get myself another drink. So,
I'm so
I'm
disappointed.
sober.
Can you go get yourself another drink?
No, I have water. So,
Okay.
we're gonna go through our brackets. So we're gonna let Maddie go first because
Yeah, if you
we didn't
listen,
want him
well,
influenced by
hold on.
us.
If you listened last time,
Yeah.
if you listened to the first installment of the Great British Boy Off, you heard my nightmare idea of a podcast episode, which was being introduced to every male character on Skins, a show I've never seen and do not care about yet. Now apparently I do, and I am deeply invested in this bracket. I know nothing about the show, and
He wants to be
here we
right.
are.
He wants to
So,
be correct. And the thing is, so
Grania and Ellen.
once we post this on Twitter, we'll find out what the general public, our 45 Twitter followers, all say about this. And we'll have our answer once and for all. And so
I think this is
whoever
when we go viral. I think this is when we go viral.
I've already been viral.
We're gonna go viral because this Grania's gonna retweet it to her main account. We're gonna go viral. Nicholas Holt
All the
is going to
people.
respond. It's gonna
Oh
be
my
insane.
God, Nicholas Holt is gonna respond to us. He's gonna let us see his son.
Oh. All the New York Rangers fans who are mad at Grania are
Oh
like,
no, they're not mad at me. There's like
what
two
is
that were mad at
this?
me, but everyone else is like, yeah, you're really correct and funny. I made a joke about racist hockey players, which is just all of them. Okay, so do we want to do this like round by round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah, we're
Maddie,
starting in the David Blood
in the
division.
David Blood division, so Ellen and I didn't see this like 1 to 16, but we did group them into general, like kind of like high level, mid level, low level tiers, so that it wouldn't be like two heavyweights up against each other in the first round. You didn't want
We did
Dev
the f
Patel and Daniel Kaluuya against each other in round one.
we seeded this, and we had a top five and a like a bottom whatever
Yeah, don't worry about the math. Yeah, exactly.
11. Anyway, we just wanted to make sure that we weren't eliminating any heavy hitters in the first round. So Grania and I did
Exactly.
loosely seed this bracket.
Yeah, so the David Blood division. Maddie, you can start us
Sorry.
off with round.
First
Sorry,
off,
no. Stop.
we got
Pause. Before we get started, there are 16 boys on this bracket. There's two divisions. There's the David Blood division and there's the John Foster division. And together they will come together and crown the winner. We are going to start with the David Blood division, correct? Yes.
I really just love Ellen explaining what a bracket is. It's very sweet.
This
Because to
is the first
me,
bracket she's ever
as
seen.
a
It's
sports
great.
fan, I'm like, yeah, like a bracket.
Well,
And
you guys are talking about
Ellen.
What
Ellen's
do you
like
think
explaining it
Ariane
like for
and Sid
normal.
and Casper
No,
are
you're
listening to
right.
this
That's the
podcast have
thing.
ever seen a
That's what I'm
bracket
saying.
before? They
Like,
haven't.
you're correct. It's just funny to me that this is like a foreign structure to you. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, everything's a bracket. You just put everything in a bracket.
Me saying this is a skin sweet 16 doesn't mean it's a birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Maddie, start us off. We're starting the David Blood division, which is Tony, Nick, Maddie, Freddie, Posh Kenneth, Aloe, Luke, and Maxie.
And also the
Four
actors that play
boys.
them. And also the actors
And the
that play
actors
them.
that play them. Okay.
All right, first
Yeah.
matchup we have Tony versus Nick. Tony, played by Nicholas Holt, absolute heavy hitter, legendary cast member of Skins. Nick, played by Sean Teal, a man I described last time as if I look away, I forget what he looks like.
Here's the, okay, can we just clarify something really quickly? I just described them all by their character names, and then my bracket is done by the actors' names.
Yeah, all of mine is done as the actors' names. So
Sorry, so
Tony does
we
not
mine is
henceforth.
done by the bracket, the character name.
Okay,
Okay.
very confusing. Very confusing for
There's a
Nicholas
reason.
Holt, whose name is Nick, versus a character whose name
Nick.
is Sean, whose name real whose character name is Nick.
So either way, Nick won in your bracket.
Exactly.
All right. I mean, I got you guys know how I feel about Nick, the character. It's Tony all the way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, Nicholas Holt advances to the next round. Yep. Next matchup.
All right. Next matchup. We got a head-to-head. Are they both Gen 2 boys?
No.
Maddie's Gen 3.
Okay. We got Maddie versus Freddie. This one, again, these first two picks were very easy for me. I do not care about Freddie. He looks like bad Jared Leto. He looks even worse in his time on Skins. It's Maddie. Mm-hmm. It's Maddie 100%. Easy. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is one that if we ask the general Twitter public to vote on, I think Freddie and Luke Pasqualino will win. But I definitely went with Sebastian D'Souza.
Me too.
Yeah. Sebastian D'Souza advances. Okay, next matchup. This one's a fucking easy ass matchup. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is the fucking one seed versus an eight seed
That's the problem. The first round is super easy, and the next rounds are so hard.
That's like sports.
All right, we got a...
I believe you.
Daniel Kaluuya, Mr. PK Posh Kenneth himself.
Hell yeah.
Versus Ginger Bam Bam, Will Merrick Allow.
And... who advanced, Maddie?
I will make some interesting choices later on in this bracket. This is not one of them. It is Posh Kenneth.
Yeah.
Posh Kenneth 100%.
He is through.
You cannot argue with that.
Nope.
Like
Daniel Kaluuya absolutely walks through that.
If I ever have to see this bone necklace motherfucker again, I'm gonna lose my mind. What season is he in?
Generation 3.
Great. I'll never watch it. I won't watch any of these, make it to Gen 3 for sure.
Yeah.
He's a couple with a beautiful Scottish girl, though. I will say that.
Yeah, him and Minnie are a couple, and she's gorgeous.
My condolences to her.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And you'd be very mad if you watched it.
Someone who's come up multiple times in this, despite never being on Skins, she's in a movie with George Mackay.
Yeah, she's in the Scottish musical.
What movie?
It's the musical, the Proclaimers musical. The Proclaimers musical, and I think they play siblings.
They're siblings.
The good musical, not the dance storyline.
No, that's
Joe Dempsey.
Oh my god!
Oh, thank God George Mackay wasn't on Skins. Okay.
Oh god.
Jeez. Oh my god. Oh.
Fuck.
Okay, continue.
Next up. This was one when I opened the bracket, I was disappointed to see my hubris stating that I would disqualify Maxie regardless of who he went up against, because it's Maxie versus Luke, Joe Cole.
Yep, I knew you'd be fucking furious about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I already said Maxie's out the first round regardless, so it's Luke, it's Joe Cole.
Oh, he gets through.
He gets through. Joe Cole has made it to the second round of my bracket. And the second round of all our brackets.
Yeah. So we all have the exact same people going through in the David Blood division. Okay.
Tony, Maddie, Posh Kenneth, and Luke.
Yeah, Nicholas Holt, Sebastian D'Souza, Daniel Kaluuya, and Joe Cole all go through.
Yeah, I don't have any notes.
Glad we've taken very different.
I don't have any notes. My notes come in the next round.
Me too. Well, my notes. I have notes for the John Foster division, but are we going to go through the David Blood division until we get to the...
No. We'll do the other side.
We're going to jump to John Foster first.
Okay. Yeah. John Foster. Yeah.
John Foster round one.
All right.
Okay. John Foster round one.
Here we go.
So the John Foster division is Joe Dempsey / Chris, Ollie Babari JJ, this character named Alex Arnold, who is Rich, Peter Capaldi, who is Sid's dad, Dev Patel, who's Anwar... I don't even know who this
Mervais is. Mervais Lacuba as Thomas. Thomas. It's Thomas. Thomas.
I am Thomas.
Jack O'Connell as Cook. And then we also have Mike Bailey as Sid.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay. All right,
go ahead. Take it away, Maddie.
All right, so as much as we talked about how the first round choices in the David Blood division were easy, and we all had the same bracket, I think we're going to split up here. Maybe not this first.
Okay,
choice,
I was going to say, I was like, that seems aggressive. Yeah, okay.
But in general, Miss Brackett, this is where we start to see some drift.
Okay.
So first up, we got Joe Dempsey as Chris versus Ollie Barbieri as JJ. JJ, another character who I have previously stated, absolute first round knockout, fuck this guy. JJ's out, it's Chris, it's Joe
Correct.
Dempsey.
Correct, agreed.
No hesitation.
Yeah. No hesitation, same. Okay.
Easy win, easy win.
Unfortunately for our fan who would die for JJ, you can vote in the poll, but right now your opinion means nothing to me.
True. Very true. It's yep. an easy decision. It's Joe.
That was a very easy decision, yeah.
Ollie Barbieri has never been photographed with Amy Adams.
Like, whenever he and Amy Adams are friends, like, then he can come back to us and argue his case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have something to say about Amy Adams.
When he gets banned from fucking Pizza Express or whatever, then he can call us.
At the Cineplex VIP theater that is most...
Oh, yeah.
Is closest to me, Maddie, and Grania. In the women's bathroom in the VIP section, there's a huge picture of Amy Adams whenever you walk in. And I've been to that theater to see a VIP movie, I don't know, twice in my life. And every time I walk in and I go, Amy Adams!
More importantly, it's how you know it's the women's bathroom.
Literally, yeah.
There's a big photo of Amy Adams yeah. on the wall, floor to ceiling.
It's amazing.
Who is this bathroom for?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Who's on the men's one? I don't even remember because it's not Amy Adams.
Yeah, fuck.
It does not matter.
It's not important to me.
Me and Maddie and Grania.
It's Amy Adams and other.
The three of us went to see a movie in that VIP theater with my dad. We saw the new Spider-Man movie and someone smoked a blunt in the theater and we all got a free ticket to
yeah.
another new movie.
We
it
were
was
like,
very good.
It smells like weed. Yeah. And then it was like someone got escorted out and then we all got a free ticket. And it's like, hell yeah, I would take that any day of the week. We got a free VIP movie ticket. It was
yeah,
amazing.
And me and... And then me and Bean saw 1917 for the first time there. I saw 1917 three times in theaters.
It's because you kept going with
podcast.
One person.
Yeah.
And then the other person, like
Grind
me,
and
I
saw it.
I want to see it.
And then yeah. Maddie and I iconically saw it.
Grania, I'm going to need you to stop fidgeting with your
sorry,
microphone.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, okay. That's the issue. Okay, I got it.
Okay, continue on. So the next one is Alex Arnold versus Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, so,
I know what this is.
I mean, I said earlier, you legally have to stand anyone in Paddington and Paddington 2, but I also said that Peter Capaldi is absolutely not a Skins boy. So, my choice in this round is Rich. Rich from Skins has
yeah!
made it through to the second round.
Hell yeah.
I respect that he looks like that and was important on this show.
Mine, this was the hardest matchup for me.
Alex Arnold and Peter Capaldi?
Yeah. Of this round, this was the hardest matchup of this round.
Of this round. I thought you meant the
entire round. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I had a bit more trouble with the final one, but okay.
All this round, this is the hardest. Peter was in Paddington, but Alex said Pulp. I ultimately went with Rich, so Alex Arnold. The buildup of knowing that there was someone iconic in Yesterday but not knowing who it was, and then like the emotional feeling of finding out that it was Rich from Skins in Yesterday is like, I've never had that feeling in a movie theater before.
Because as well,
and I
like...
feel a lot of things in movie theaters, and I lost my mind.
That would have been like... almost the equivalent of me not knowing Cher.
Literally. When I said it to Ellen, because it's like, who is someone that literally, like, we don't talk about Rich from Skins that much. I know Maddie acts like we do, but, like, we really don't. But it's like, he is, like...
In high school,
if we
did.
Made a list of people that only mattered to, like, me, Ellen, and, like, three other people I know, Rich from Skins would be on that list. Him saying common people in Yesterday is just such an iconic moment. Like, he has to get through.
The another reason I had for why Rich won was Maddie would never be mad at us for liking something from Paddington, but Maddie would be furious to know that Alex Arnold won this round for being just like iconically in Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah, so
through.
Rich won. For
yeah,
me,
the fact
me too.
That that's why he won is insane.
Yeah. Continue.
Okay, next round.
Next round.
Dev versus Thomas.
Dev Patel versus Merveille. I'm sorry.
I think it says a lot that you gave no notes about Thomas. Well,
his Instagram. Thomas. His Instagram's lost.
You don't know how to pronounce his name.
I Googled him. He's in nothing else. There's and his Instagram's lost. There's more
to these people than Instagram.
There's literally, he's not in very much else. I searched all these guys up. I went through all of their Instagrams and Twitters.
They're all British.
And stupid shit.
They're in the tabloids.
Well, this guy isn't. All he did was go out with Jack O'Connell and Dev Patel once. Merv is just living.
And we covered that.
Just living his life, and I respect it, but it just means I don't have that much to go off.
I am Thomas, and I am out of the first round. It's Dev Patel.
Thank God. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Even though. Oh, no, we'll get into that later.
Okay, then we got Jack O'Connell versus Mike Daly.
It's Anwar, it's Dev Patel. Yeah, so this round, I think this might be the first time our brackets differ. Yep. I cannot in good conscience vote for Jack O'Connell. Yep. I would like him to not be a relevant part of my life. Fair enough. I do not need him. I do not care about Cook. The cast photos are bad. He seems awful to look at. I am furious at his involvement in this show. I did not base it on his current status as an actor because I have not seen him in anything except for the one bad Angelina Jolie movie. And it's Sid. I've described in the first round, or in our previous notes,
he's just vibing.
Fuck all this. The photo's awful. He's Tom Holland with fake teeth and a wig. Nothing. None of your notes meant anything to me, but he's not Jack O'Connell, so Sid has advanced.
You know, Mike Bailey
round.
Is just insane. Vibing. He's an iconic cast member of Skins. Like, a lot of people are going to disagree with you on that, and the Twitter polls are definitely going to disagree with you on that, but
I'm sorry, the Twitter polls, me sitting here in disbelief.
Yeah, like, you know,
absolutely gobsmacked.
It's not like he lost, it's not like Jack O'Connell lost to Aloe.
He lost to Sid.
I mean,
okay.
That's almost
so I'm just going to go ahead and
comment
guess that
this time.
Ellen and I both let Jack O'Connell through.
Yeah.
Iconic yeah. Wishbone. Okay, love him.
All right, so the advancing to the second round of the John Foster division is Joe Dempsey as Chris, Alex Arnold as Rich, Dev Patel as Anwar, and then both Mike Bailey and Jack
depending
McCullough
on who
advanced
you ask.
To the second round in our bracket.
Okay. So,
so more importantly, Mike Bailey has advanced to the second
round. He did
round
it.
Of
he
the
did
John
that.
Foster division.
Maddie heard okay, Wild okay. World and he shed a tear.
Yeah,
okay, about
he looked at the camera directly at me.
Okay, right. So we're back to the David Blood division now, round two.
So round two round for the two. David Blood division. To remind everyone, we have Nicholas Holt versus Sebastian D'Souza. We have Daniel Kaluuya, and we have Joe Cole.
Okay,
four iconic men.
We got some heavy these hitters. Are four. Yeah. We got some choices
they,
to make.
These are four great, great options. So, Maddie, give us your reasoning for Nicholas Holt versus Sebastian D'Souza and who you picked to win.
I mean, they're both great actors mm-hmm. in things that I yep. like in recent times. I enjoy them both.
And they're both in the great.
And they're both in the great.
They are both in the great. At this time, I am going to... I have a choice here, but I do want to hear your guys' arguments
so,
first.
I chose Sebastian D'Souza. I love them both a lot. But Sebastian D'Souza brings me something that no one on the fucking planet has ever given me, which is a Henry V that I'm attracted to. And I know it was when he was in school. I know it was when he's in school. We don't have footage of this. This isn't like something that I can access or witness, but like it happened and that is just enough.
You say school. Was he like in like
I think like university like I think like some sort of like okay. like acting school like I don't
that's
really know
hot.
Based
that's
on
right. It's not university if you're British it's drama school
correct even hotter so I don't know I will never see him play Henry V in all likelihood and I don't know if it's enough to bring him all the way to the winning but it's just enough that he deserves an extra round for me. He is hot Henry V and no one in the world has ever been hot Henry V. And so okay. I'm sorry, Nicholas Holt. I love Nicholas Holt. I think he's wonderful and so lovable. but I have to give it to Sebastian D'Souza. Maybe it's recency bias. Maybe insane. Whatever.
Insane. Okay, so obviously I gave mine to Nicholas Hoult.
Yeah, of course. He's your boy.
I think that Sebastian has been really great. A recent indie boy, being in Normal People and The Great. But Nicholas Hoult, he's one of the true Hollywood thems within Skins.
That's which true.
Is, as we'll rare. See later in some of my future arguments.
Which is
arguments,
to say, a who.
As you'll see in my future arguments, it may be played against other people for different reasons. But Sebastian's an indie boy. But Nicholas Hoult is the reason I watched Skins in the first place. I had a picture of him in my locker. It goes to Nicholas Hoult. I've been in love with him for over 10 years.
It's so not high. A wrong answer. It's not a wrong answer.
Maddie, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear what you
said. So you got one of each. Who are you going with? Honestly, this is a tight one. I think both of them are valid choices.
No contest.
No contest. Couldn't pick.
I have not made a decision.
Okay.
Because
you know,
I did look ahead.
I know.
I have decided it does not matter that they were losing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Both boys were great. These are two boys in this entire bracket who I have nothing bad to say. They're both good. Sorry, I don't. Compared to their third round competitor, they do not matter. They are dirt.
You're
to
correct.
Me. So no contest.
Yep. Okay.
Both boys have advanced in your brackets. Let's move on to the most important head-to-head for me.
I know what's going to happen.
The reason
here.
I live.
I know what's about to happen.
Posh Kenneth versus Joe Cole. I could do this in my sleep. I could be dead, and I would make this choice every time. Posh Kenneth has
baby.
Eliminated Joe Cole from the Great British Boy.
Amen. Off. Correct.
I am thrilled to say.
And I know. He is and
gone.
I know what Ellen did right here. But again, it's an iconic Ellen boy. How could she not pick Joe Cole?
I did in fact choose Joe Cole to advance to the next round. No further comment at this time.
Again, but the thing is,
you're in a period of mourning.
The thing with all four of those boys is like I can't get mad at anyone choosing any of them. I know you hate Joe Cole, Maddie, and like respect
good.
That, but like they're all good. They're all good.
Yeah,
we're on the other side. It's to me. I mean, well, you know, we're about to figure it out. The John Foster division, round two. We've got Joe Dempsey as Chris, Alex Arnold as Rich, Dev Patel as Anwar, and then either Jack O'Connell or Mike Bailey, depending on which side you're on. So,
which side
Maddie, walk us through Joe Dempsey and Alex Arnold.
All right. I mean, this is one situation where we really did lean on. The tagline on this bracket is, help us crown the most iconic Skins boy. And I went with Skins here. So I know Joe Dempsey. I have seen him in things.
Holy shit.
He knows Amy Adams.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
He got banned from Nando's.
He got banned from Nando's, but... when we consider Chris.
Oh, he's literally the most iconic Skins character to me.
The only things I know about him are Chris Lips, which at the time was just a word to me. It was just, that was just a phrase that haunted my mind. And I had the photo of him in his awful hat and scarf and jacket. And
oh my goodness.
I compared him to Rich from Skins. A man who... I am still stunned to see what he looks like and for him to be that relevant. That photo, there's a second different photo here on the bracket of him with the same hair. And I'm glad it's small because he looks even more insane that he could be a leading man in a TV show. But I respect that someone who looks like that can be that. And for me, Rich has advanced.
That's insane.
Over
it's
Joe
so
Dempsey.
Funny that like
Chris is
that
out.
Chris to you because I was telling Ellen on the phone like to me Chris is like the definitive Skins character even though he wasn't the main Skins character because to me he like defines like the show is about teenagers not being, like, cared for properly, even if they have parents. He didn't. Well, he kind of did.
And he's sure not being
And he's not being...
For.
And I just feel like his entire storyline is, like, teenagers can have the most fun ever, and it's still extremely sad sometimes being a teenager. And I just, like, obviously, I love Joe Dempsey. He's, like, I have the biggest crush on him, so he's obviously advancing. Fuck Alex Arnold. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Joe Dempsey for me also,
also, like, the next round. Like, massive, just, like, his Instagram's all him, like, being, like, here's, like, an old soccer jersey that I bought for myself, which is just, like, extremely
Maddie, yeah. Like, you're at a disadvantage by not being in me and Grania's, direct messages where we
him and Daniel Kaluuya are like best buds and they wear vintage soccer jerseys together.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that you've brought up Daniel Kaluuya, I'm disappointed, but before I was okay not being a part of those messages.
Yeah,
those are some things that you can keep
him and Daniel
you.
are very good friends, it appears. They're sharing soccer jerseys, so wrong choice, but fair enough. Alex Arnold advances.
Well, I have honored one part of that friendship properly.
Yeah, true. Correct. Okay, next one. I mean,
final for Maddie is Dev versus Mike Bailey. For Grania and I,
please, in my bracket, it is Anwar versus Sid.
Yeah,
and
for
I think
Grania and I,
it's Dev versus Jack.
Anwar versus Cook.
And we all know who advances, right? We're all on the same page here. We're not stupid, right?
This
oh
is
shit!
My
oh
first
my god!
Controversial opinion.
Holy
oh
shit!
My god!
Oh my god!
So on my bracket, we're at the point where we're Dev Patel versus Jack O'Connell, and this is really hard for me. But Jack O'Connell progressed.
Ellen, how?
I love both of them so much. Grania and I did a separate bracket where we both, without speaking to each other, crowned Dev Patel as the hottest member of Skins.
Yeah.
But,
obviously.
I think that Jack O'Connell is more an iconic Skins boy.
Yep.
Cook and Effie were, like, a whole thing. They were just, like, they were such a vibe, and, like, people really vibe with that. And I really respect Dev Patel's status as a Skins alum, and the idea that his career has gotten so big that you forget he's in Skins. But I never really loved his
Anwar's a really, yeah. He's just there.
I loved Cook. I love Cook. So Jack O'Connell proceeds.
Because I'm going to give Ellen, I picked Dev Patel, he advances for me, but I will give Ellen this. As someone who didn't watch Generation 2 at all whenever it aired, like I watched the other two more, but Generation 2 I never watched at the time. I only watched it as like a 23-year-old. There's a lot of bad things about Generation 2, and it's weird to me that it was such, like, a big, iconic thing, because so many people are, like, obsessed with Gen 2, and I, like, didn't really mm-hmm. get it. Where, like, Gen 1, I was like, this is really charming. Gen 3, I'm like, this is bad. But, like, Gen 2, it's like, I feel like, in my head, it was just almost just as bad as Gen 3, but everyone's like, I love Gen 2. And I think that the reason that people love Gen 2 is because of Jack O'Connell as Cook. Like, he is a very memorable and good character. We're like, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to Kyle Scolidario. I haven't seen her in very much else, but like, I was shocked at how like, they, like, Effie's this iconic character, and like, I'm watching it and I'm like, this is terrible. Like, it's not good. It's not like, it doesn't resonate the same as like, you rewatch Gen 1 and you're like, okay, this is silly. This is 2007. But you're like, this is also very like honest and raw and really lovely in a lot of ways. Where like, Generation 2, it's like, eh, but Jack O'Connell is Cook. Like, it really, really works. Like, he just nails it, and he's an icon. And so I'll give you, I understand that reasoning. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So then I think we should just do our final four all separately, because they're all different. So yeah. Maddie, just do your final four. Tell us your winner.
All right. So, from the, David Blood division, we have the, fierce head-to-head mashup of Posh Kenneth versus No One. I did not make a choice, because they were going up against Posh Kenneth, and they were going to lose regardless. I do not care. If I look back, it's probably Nicholas Holt, but who would have gone against Posh Kenneth? But Posh Kenneth wins. Posh Kenneth is in the finals of my Great British Boy Off.
Okay.
Let's do your guys' David Blood final as well.
My David Blood final is Sebastian D'Souza versus Daniel Kaluuya. And as much as he gave me Henry V, now that's not enough to take him past Posh Kenneth. Posh Kenneth advances. Daniel Kaluuya gets through. He is a minor character who gave us so much. He was not a main cast member, and he is
and he continues to
deeply iconic, and therefore, and also, like, he got me to watch a horror movie. I know Get Out's not like a horror movie, but like, I do not watch scary movies, and I absolutely watched that with no hesitations. So, Daniel Kaluuya in the final.
Okay, so mine was Nicholas Holt versus Joe Cole, and I'm looking at my notes here. This was definitely the hardest decision for me.
Fair.
Joe Cole is such an icon in our friendship, but Nicholas Holt is the Skins boy.
Yep.
I had a crush on Nicholas Holt in 2009 when I watched Skins on YouTube. I've subsequently seen most of the things he's ever been in out of loyalty for that. Nicholas Holt is very new to the role of being a goofy guy, and while we love to see it, the reason why we even talk about Joe Cole is Skins. Joe Cole progresses to the next round for me.
Joe Cole is in the finals.
He is in the finals. He's iconic. He's iconic for even being attractive as a Skins villain. He's one very early conversation topics between Grania and I. The sneeze, the Joe got. Joe Cole has been a content for years based on a 3-episode story arc in Gen 3, and that is why he wins.
That's fair.
Nicholas Holt is the obvious choice. Joe Cole is so specific to my life. He's done so many things since Skins that have really, really pushed Grania and I's friendship to the limit. Joe Cole progresses over Nicholas Holt. Joe Cole is in the final.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my, I knew it would happen, but I am shocked nonetheless.
I wrote a lot of notes to this, and while Nicholas Holt is so hot, he's so hot, he's so tall, he's so hot.
Is he tall?
Joe Cole. Nicholas Holt's like 6'4".
He's a big boy.
Oh my God, okay.
He's huge.
He should play Henry V. Okay.
He's super hot. We'd love to see it. Joe Cole is the most chaotic celebrity I follow. Celebrity in quotes. That I follow on Instagram. Everything I absolutely must watch. Joe Cole is an absolute icon. 3 episodes, and yeah, 10 years later, here we are.
Great thing about Joe Cole as well.
Ronnie, do you want to know something awful?
What?
Do you want to know something awful?
What? Okay.
When you say, because he's tall, he should play Henry V.
Henry V wasn't that tall. Yeah, I know. He was medieval. It's fine.
No, the awful thing is that in my mind, Henry V is Timothy Chalamet, who is shorter than me, who I consider short. So Henry V, in my head, is a short character.
I don't interact with anyone who thinks of him as Henry V. Okay, the other great thing about Joe Cole, I'm just adding to Ellen's thing here, is that, so Joe Cole, the soccer player's Instagram handle is at the real Joe Cole. And so Joe Cole, the actor's Instagram handle is at the other Joe Cole, which I think is very funny. Oh, he's got a sense of humor. He thinks it's fun that he's not the Joe Cole, and I like that.
He sneezed in that Instagram story, and it really...
Oh, it was so funny.
Ellen, you and Ariane made a pact that neither of you would follow the Cole Brothers fan account.
Do you?
But you both did.
Yeah, Ellen follows the Cole Brothers on Instagram. And then did that
out of shame. The fan account, the Cole Brothers.
I follow with Joe Cole and his brother, Finn Cole. I follow a fan account dedicated to them on Instagram.
Yep, it shows up on my Explore page a lot.
Because I like... Love actually, that, but thing. Also because... I follow them, I never like their pictures.
I know.
That's how you've advanced on from... Well, you can't follow them, but... Okay, now you follow them, but you can't like them.
Just look, just look.
I'm just looking.
Fuck. Okay.
Anyway, okay. So my final in the David Blood division is Nicholas Holt versus Joe Cole.
And Joe Cole advanced.
No, well, I haven't gotten to the other side yet. Sorry.
Yes.
Joe Cole advanced.
Okay.
Yes.
We're back to Ellen not knowing how brackets work.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so confused. Where are
okay,
we?
So Maddie, take us through who gets into the final from
the
other
finals
side.
No, I can't do mine
Okay,
first.
I'll do mine first. Someone I have things to say. So these are, okay, like, Joe Dempsey and Dev Patel, I have the biggest crush on both of them. Like, I just think they're both super, super cute. Joe Dempsey really could have made a push here, but he, for all of the vintage soccer jerseys he posts, not once has he posted a Wolves jersey. And there is one thing I care about in this world, if there is one thing I care about in this world, it is vintage Wolves FC soccer jerseys. And so if he ever posts a Wolves FC soccer jersey, I will rethink this all. Maybe Joe Dempsey will get into the final. But as it stands, he has not done that, and therefore Dev Patel advances, and it is Dev Patel versus Daniel Kaluuya in the final. Joe Dempsey, great work. You're a very clear number three to me. And my three favorites are also, I think, the three cutest ones. So congrats to all three of you.
This is a final I predicted for Grania. Yeah.
That was a very clear top three for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Grania, who's your sorry, who's your final again?
Daniel Kaluuya, Dev Patel.
Okay.
Joe Dempsey missed out because he has never posted a Wolves FC jersey.
That third drink's really hit. We're in the dissociating phase.
So he plays for bronze and wins bronze.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Can I do mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellen, you're up next.
Okay, so I've got in this category, I've got Joe Dempsey versus Jack O'Connell. I wanted to put Joe Dempsey so much, but it just didn't feel right.
The thing is, he seems like such a normal man. It's hard to be like, he's an iconic Skins character. He's just there. He's just hanging out.
So, yeah, no, exactly. That was okay. Yeah. I said, I know part of my love of Joe Dempsey is because Grania loves him so much.
Oh, and he's so cute. And I do love him.
He's missing the Rex factor. I don't know what it is. Jack O'Connell.
This is iconic, not like, is he a nice guy? Is he just a normal person you'd hang out with? Jack O'Connell is iconic.
He's an icon. So my final two are Jack O'Connell versus Joe Cole.
That's Maddie's hell. That's literally Maddie's hell.
Again, the final I predicted for you. I am 2 for 2 so far.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about winners for either of you, honestly, but those are both the finals I predicted. So, my John Foster division final is Dev Patel versus Rich from Skins.
Aye.
And this is one where I really leaned. I thought about it a lot, and it was where I looked at it and went, yeah, I mean, if this was just about the actors, obviously Dev Patel would win. He's a legitimate great actor. But this, again, what Grania wrote on the bracket, it says, help us crown the most iconic Skins boy. And to me, going back to their characters on Skins and what I knew about them, I saw Dev Patel, and then I saw Anwar, and the photos of him in the bracket, and the notes, and in my head, which were even worse than both those photos. And then I thought about Rich from Skins, a man who has haunted my vision the entire time I was doing this bracket. And this is a point where I said, it's not Anwar, it is Rich from Skins. My final is Posh Kenneth versus Rich from Skins.
Stop.
All right. Well,
I am shocked to say it, but it is true.
But his name is Rich from Skins, so that really...
His name is Rich from Skins.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Okay, so we have to do now is reveal our winners. Glad
the only overlap we have is Posh Kenneth.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone else is different.
No, I don't have Posh Kenneth.
No, I know, and the only one we have is just me and Grania. You're completely off the map. You took a left turn an hour ago and have just been flying into the sun. We said goodbye to Ellen.
Ellen's off of Joe Cole City over there.
All right, so recap of the finals. For me, it's Posh Kenneth versus Rich from Skins.
For me, it's Daniel Kaluuya versus Dev Patel.
And for me, it's Joe Cole versus Jack O'Connell.
the thing is, we're not wrong. All of them are iconic Skins guys.
Especially Rich from
okay,
Skims.
Okay, so who wants to reveal their winner first? I feel like my winner's going to be the least crazy, so maybe I should go first.
Go first.
No, I'll go first. Mine's the least crazy.
I think mine's the least okay. crazy.
As much as we've
okay, I think
here,
we've got the same winner,
we've
Matt.
We've had a great
we
ride.
Ended up in the same place.
You both would fucking gut me like a fish if I gave it to Rich from Skins.
No, I'd respect it. As the most I'd respect iconic. It. He was in Yesterday.
No, I wouldn't respect it either. It's especially when he's head-to-head against Posh Kenneth, the only character who I have actually remembered a fact about from Skins from before all this started. I knew that they shot a horse in front of him. It is Posh Kenneth. It is Daniel Kaluuya. The winner of my Great British Boy Off, Posh Kenneth.
Hell, yeah. I agree. He is also my winner. I think, like, Ellen's description of how Joe Cole is so iconic, even though he's only in, like, three episodes, like, that argument is applying to Posh Kenneth for me. He wrote a bunch of the show. He is one of the most respected actors out of this whole group. He's been nominated for an Oscar. He was not a main character, but was so iconic that, like, the name Posh Kenneth, like, everyone knows Posh Kenneth, even though, like, was he in season two? I don't know. Like, maybe? Probably. Like, I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
He's just so iconic. He saw that horse get shot. He, like, he's... Both and as an actor, it's like Daniel Kaluuya. Like when someone's like, "Oh, like who was in Skins?" You can be like, "Oh, Daniel Kaluuya was in Skins," and people are like, "Oh, no way." Obviously, maybe you'd say Dev Patel first, but I don't know. I just like Anwar as a character is very forgettable, but Dev Patel is really great and memorable and handsome. But Daniel Kaluuya, it's like his character and the actor. It's like everything about him is just like he is a king. He's an icon. I gotta give it to him. Posh Kenneth is our winner.
Posh Kenneth has won. Two brackets now.
Hell yeah.
And he cannot win a third because he is not eligible. He got out in like the second round.
Okay, so reminder, even though we said it 1,000 times, my final Skins bracket is Jack O'Connell versus Joe Cole.
I know who's going to win. I'm so excited.
So oh my winner is Jack O'Connell.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. It's not the wrong opinion. It's not a wrong opinion.
My notes on this just say, I simply could not crown Joe Cole. Jack is so messy. I love him.
I agree.
I Googled Jack O'Connell for a long time when I was doing this. Wowzers. He is truly Skins emblematic.
Yep. Yeah.
Jack O'Connell is the ultimate Skins boy. He is just, he's messy. He's stupid. He's got a bad tattoo of hands on his ass. He's absolutely like Cook is the Skins boy, and like above anyone else, it's like Tony might have been the main character of season one. Joe Cole might be iconic to us for other reasons, but like Jack O'Connell is the Skins boy, and like any success he has in Hollywood is crazy to me because he is Cook.
Yeah.
And so him being in an Angelina Jolie movie, iconic, never finished it. He's in that other movie with what's her name? From Thoroughbreds. Olivia Cook?
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Oh, that movie that's about a pandemic that hasn't come out yet, so it's probably going to be delayed a lot because it's about a pandemic.
Exactly. He is in that. He's in 71. Jack O'Connell is legitimately a good actor, but he's like... And he... Okay. This is another thing that I think Ryan and I have talked about. Jack O'Connell is like the direct cultural opposite to one of my faves, George Mackay. In that,
yeah.
Jack
yeah.
O'Connell is in really, really good projects, and he's a good actor, and George Mackay is in literally the worst projects in the entire world, and they played brothers in that one movie, and it just crossed over, and it's like, Jack O'Connell is not in big stuff, but he's in really good stuff, and I think that Jack O'Connell, like, all the stuff that he's been in has been, like, very, very good, and you can tell that he's choosy in his roles, which is crazy for someone who, like, shouldn't be choosy in their roles, but Jack O'Connell is the Skins boy for me.
He was also in that really cute, like, New York Times video where he kisses Shailene Woodley and the boxing coach is really cute.
Yeah.
Google boxing Shailene Woodley, Jack O'Connell, and watch the video. It's, like, 3 minutes long. It's really cute. The thing is, like, I know Maddie has his... issues with Jack O'Connell, but like the fact that Maddie cannot think about him tells you how iconic a Skins boy he is.
It's like, true.
He can stomach Rich from Skins.
I think it's the right choice here.
Yeah. The thing is, the best thing about this whole bracket is that, like, barring, like, I don't know, like, JJ or Nick or Aloe or even, like, I don't know, Maxie, probably, like, Sid's dad and Thomas, too. And Freddie, to be honest. Freddie's boring as shit. But, like, there's, like, half of them, it's like, if you told me they won, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. I'm not mad about it.
The more I watch The Great, the more bad I feel about kicking Nicholas Holt out.
That's the thing. It's like one of these guys gets a role that we care about. One of them plays Henry V, and it's over. That's the thing. That's the thing as well. Dev Patel's going to play a knight. If that movie had come out like 2 weeks ago and we watched it, guaranteed Dev Patel would have won for me.
Wow, it was supposed to have been out by now. Supposed to have been out on the 24th. Oh,
COVID won Daniel Kaluuya this bracket, because I truly think if I had seen Gawain and the Green Knight or whatever and Dev Patel was running around with a sword and a fox, I'm pretty sure Dev Patel would have won. I wouldn't have even thought about anything. I'd be like, I don't fucking know who anyone else in this bracket is.
Head empty, just Dev Patel and his sword.
And his fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. So,
and his fox.
So, I'm really happy with all of our brackets. I think we all made the right choice, because the true most iconic Skins boy is the fact that there's so many iconic Skins boys.
Grindy is like, I'm just happy that Joe Cole didn't win.
That would have been a huge blow for
the friends we made along the way.
Literally, it is the friends we made along the way. Genuinely.
And for me, that friend was Rich from Skins.
Yeah, you grew. Wow. You finally have a favorite Skins character.
Wow.
Well, Maddie, it's all on Netflix, so when you're ready to dive into Skins, it's
no, it's don't just do that. Waiting. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Everyone else listening, watch it. But Maddie, don't ever watch this show. Watch the Osama musical. Watch the Osama musical.
Incredibly, I am quitting my job. By the time this episode is out, I will probably no longer be employed. I will have all the time in the world, and I still will not watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't. I don't think you should. I don't think anyone should start watching Skins in 2020 if they're over any. I just don't think you should. I think it's a beautiful relic of its time that maybe doesn't need to be reborn in that way. I don't want any Skins. Like,
I'll watch. Constellation. I'll watch American Skins.
Oh my god, that guy who looks like Brandon. The guy who plays like the Sid of the US Skins that lasted like literally zero episodes. He looked like Brandon did at the time it was released in like 20 whatever. And just iconic that Brandon played Sid in American Skins. I was gonna say though, like, doing all this like research means like a lot of them are showing up on my Instagram Explore page, which is like fun because it's like, oh, like it's fun looking, like seeing all these Skins posts, kind of. It's sort of like throwback, whatever. But then I get these ones that are like Skins like opinion pages where they're like, I don't think Effie should have blah 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 blah, and I'm like, oh my god, we're not allowed to do this. We're not allowed to post this in 2020. You're allowed to be like, oh my god, remember when they wore this, or oh my god, loved this, but you are not allowed to be like, I don't like it when people say that Effie is this, because actually if you watch season one, you can't do that.
I've been getting a lot of Skins pages, but I love the Skins pages that show behind the scenes pictures of them, like, hanging out.
Very wholesome. So it's very wholesome.
It's very wholesome to see
they're all best friends.
Skins actors who are very famous now. It's very funny to see them as 15, 16, 17 year olds.
It is. It's sweet to see them back there.
I love that.
And it's also really sweet, like, doing this as well. It's just like, they're all still really good friends. Like, keep in touch and, like, obviously, like, formed really, really, like, lovely friendships, because, like, they were, like, in the notes for Sid, like, they were all at his wedding, and they all, like, Nicholas Holt, even though he's, like, way more famous than a lot of them, is still, like, very good friends with all of them, and, like, they all get together for things, and it's, like, that's really wholesome. It's lovely to see.
Holt, yeah, that's like, my one takeaway from this, is that they're all so, they are friends, and that's nice for them, and for all of the fans of Skins. That's something nice to see, so I like that.
Yeah, it's really wholesome. We love friendship.
I watched the Nicholas Holt, like, GQ walks through Nicholas Holt's, like, most iconic roles. Like, you know, those GQ videos. And they did Nicholas Holt, and it was filmed over quarantine, so it was filmed, like, via webcam in his house. And they talked about Skins, and he's like, I'm still friends with all these people. These are, like, my, like, equivalent of, like, high school friends. He's like, I see them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
Well, it's like impact.
And even across generations, they're all friends with each other.
Like, Jack O'Connell's friends with a bunch of them. Stay tuned. Like, Kaya Scoladeri, well, I guess she was on Generation 1, but they're all friends. Like, Dev Patel, I watched that video where the lady, like, this is, like, from, like, May or March of this year, and the interviewer was like, your most iconic role, Anwar in Skins, and Dev Patel's like, oh no. He's just like, I guess so. Like, you can tell he's like, is that still my most iconic role? I was in Slumdog Millionaire. But he was saying how, like, he's like really bad at keeping in touch, but he still, like, goes out, like, anytime he's in London, he will, like, go and, like, hang out with them, and, like, they all give him a hard time for being bad at texting, but then he, like, goes back and hangs out with them. I'm like, oh, it's just, like, it's very sweet.
He's their Brandon.
He, yeah, like, goes off and does other shit, and then he's like, damn, I really want to get a you know, a beer with Sid. Shit, Mike. No, they all call him Sid.
Which one? Oh, fuck, am I Sid?
Every good friend group has squins? Skins equivalent.
Who am I? Squins. Am I Jow?
Stop, we're all Jow. Jow's a boring one. Yeah, Maddie, you'll have to stay tuned for next time when we talk about the Skins girls.
Oh my god, I can't.
They're boring. We hate them.
There's like three good ones. Cassie, iconic.
Cassie's arguably the best.
You know what, actually?
One.
Jow is undeniably one of the most likable characters. She's nice. Watching it again, made me, like, go, like, you know what? Sometimes 16-year-olds are relatively nice people who hang out with their stupid friends and go, I love you guys, but you're stupid. That's Jow.
If we do a Skins girl bracket, we have Branton on as a guest because his favorite movies are
The Maze Runner,
the Kaya Scodelario vehicles, The Maze Runner series.
Ellen and I watched her in Wuthering Heights, which we thought was a mini, which we thought was a movie. We thought it was a mini series for years. We're like, that was so long. It ended up being a mini series. Then we looked it up, and it was like an hour and 50 minutes. It was so bored. It felt like 8 years.
Another one of my friends, speaking of Skins girls and moments, another one of my friends, Eric, he was a manager at Urban Outfitters. One of their interview questions was like, which fictional character do you most identify with or do you think is the most like you? And, like, I don't know, you could say, like, whoever, and it'd be, like, fun or whatever. And once this girl was like, I think I'm, like, Effie from Skins, and he was interviewing her, and he's like, all right, thank you so much for coming. I don't think it's going to work out. He's like, he told me, he's like, imagine being in a job interview and being like, I feel like Effie from Skins. He's like, why the fuck would I hire you?
Yeah, that's a no. Fuck.
It's a no from me, dog.
It's like, who are you? I'm Jay from Inbetweeners.
Stop me interviewing for
Who
Jack
are you? Here. I'm Sid's dad.
I'm like, I am a perfect mix of all the Inbetweeners, and they're like, you are the worst person in the world.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Maddie, have you seen the Inbetweeners?
Yes! I haven't seen the movies.
Okay, you should watch the movies.
I've seen one of the movies.
They're very fun. One. Idris Elba wanted to be in Inbetweeners too, which, love that.
Oh, I love the movies because of the iconic scene, again, from a movie I have not
where
seen.
Where he shits in the water slide?
Grania, better than that. Your brother Kevin has a, him and his friends from high school all like a page that's like the dancing scene from the Inbetweeners 2.
Fuck, it's so good. Yeah, it is. It's so fucking good.
But it's this scene where the boys are dancing across the dance floor and they're all just,
I think that might be, that is Inbetweeners 1, I think.
I think it's,
because
yeah.
2, they go to Australia.
It's just different sound clips edited over top, and constantly throughout the past year, I would get it pop up on Facebook that Kevin and his friends are tagging each other in these posts of the same thing over and over again, just with different music. And the best one was them dancing to the Theresa May concession speech where she stepped down from the role of prime minister.
Fuck. That's
just absolutely that is art. I know nothing about Kevin's friends, but I know everything about them from
That's amazing. Jesus Christ. That's the soundtrack we want to hear. Okay, so there's our brackets. There's our winners. We're going to post a blank bracket for everyone to fill out if they'd like to on Twitter.
Based on the three of our opinions, y'all are going to want to fill out these brackets.
Yeah, you guys got to prove us wrong. If you want to quarrel with us, you can prove us wrong with your bracket and then vote in our polls that we're going to be posting sometime soon. Mm-hmm. We're going to do, you know, whatever, around a day or something. And vote for your guys. Vote for the boys that you want to see advance, because otherwise, you know, Joe Cole might end up winning. So can't let that happen.
I'm going to do a outreach campaign to the Joe Cole fandom to get them to spike the ballot box.
Fuck.
Yeah, find us on Twitter at @TubalinGirls. We'll be posting the bracket there. We'll be posting the document we went through in the previous episode. We'll be posting probably copies of our brackets. Keep an eye out for, I don't know how long we're going to take, but keep an eye out for season 2 of The Tudors.
Oh yeah, eventually we're going to watch The Tudors again.
Eventually, we'll get back to that.
But like, it's kind of nice to watch, to talk about good television for once.
Outstanding television, BAFTA worthy.
Unfortunately,
true royalty.
The official 2 additional Bling Girls Twitter account will have to unfollow Sam Neill as he is dead.
We will unfollow Sam Neill, but we won't unfollow the Pope yet, because technically I don't think Henry has officially
Pope's still around
said
for a
no to
bit.
The Pope. So Pope gets to hang out for a bit longer. Pontifex can continue to be followed.
And Cat Pope is still
Cat Pope.
Still
yeah, we haven't there. Reached out to Cat Pope yet, but we have followed her. So I wonder how long it'll take till we make our move on her.
She has not enough followers that she would look past us following her.
Yeah,
exactly. It was definitely what is this?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. This has been
so fun.
3 hours of my life that I'll never get back, but I have had a wonderful time.
Shockingly. We love all of the boys from Skins. Even the ones we don't love, they're so important to us.
Yeah, stream Skins, you know?
Except,
go on Netflix.
Stream
except,
Skins.
They're also important to us, except Nick and Freddy and Aloe and Maxie and JJ and Thomas and Sid.
Freddy's gonna be the one that, like, if this Twitter poll gets beyond our, like, literal, like, 40 followers, Freddy's gonna be the one that everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck? Freddy should win. Or at least get further. Like, Freddy's a favorite for a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
They're unfortunately, wrong. The girls are cowards.
Yeah, they're wrong, but they'll make them, if they want to be heard, they can be heard.
Make your voice heard, vote for Freddy, prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong. Prove us wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Off with your head. Dance till you're dead. Off with your head. Dance till you're dead.